on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral with you.
The city needs saving.
What? How are we going to do this?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
That's like on from the future.
Because you can inspire me.
My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of
exorcism. You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you really heroes. You're legends.
What is up, everybody? You're listening to DC on CW, the Supergirl edition on Rain Man Digital. Remember, if you're listening to us from your desktop, you can always take us mobile by finding us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify by searching DC on CW. While you're there, go ahead and leave us a review. It helps the show out a lot. I am your host this week, the one and only Bobby D, and with me in the studio is Nicole.
Hello.
Lauren has caught the plague, and so we sent her home for the day.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, we don't want that. And so if you guys want, go wish her well beans and to get well soon on Twitter. So we'll be handling this week's episode, Season 4, Episode 13. What's so funny about Truth, Justice, and the American Way, a title I had to look up twice to make sure it was real.
And also, there's a lot that's funny about it right now. Yeah. So,
So the gist of this one is Manchester Black breaks out of jail and forms the elite to battle the Children of Liberty.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Kind of set up. And we knew it was happening. We got introduced to some new characters this week. A little more... Was Manchester Black's hair always purple?
Was it?
I don't know.
I never noticed.
I never noticed till this week.
Well, maybe.
And I don't know if it was like a light. It was like a lighting thing to where we were only really seeing him in the dark a lot. But I don't remember it being purple like in like the apartment scenes and all that other stuff. But it definitely was purple in some of the scenes this week. So,
hey. Whatever floats your boat, man. I dig purple.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I was just surprised. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm like, is that like a prison dye job done with Kool-Aid and some bleach?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how prison dye jobs go.
I just
made that up. Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds great.
Right? That's how kids used to do it. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
All right, so let's get into some news here. It's not all going to be good news. I don't think any of this is good news this week.
No, this is very depressing news.
So while we had a couple weeks off or just last week off?
Last week and then like 2 weeks before that, I don't know.
Yeah, and it was like a month. And so we came back to some record low ratings to where there was less than a million people watching Supergirl. And if you guys know anything about the history of Supergirl, it started out on CBS as getting like 11 or 12 million, and now we're under a million. And even though the CW has come back and said that the Supergirl was officially renewed, there are rumors going around that it could end up getting canceled if it keeps going down this route. Now, part of those rumors that we were reading also included things like Superman replacing Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow getting canceled and Arrow getting canceled. Now, right before we came on the air today, we found out that Arrow is only getting 10 episodes and will be canceled after season 8. So how much do you put into these other rumors?
Well, after that, I'm now slightly concerned. I mean, I don't fully buy into it, especially since they did say that it's renewed for another season, but also anything can happen.
Yeah. I mean, could you see them doing like a shortened season? Like magically Arrow got reduced from 22 to 10.
Yeah, I could see them doing that.
Part of the rumors that make me believe is that, you know, they talked about Supergirl becoming its own movie.
And, well, I mean, if that's the case.
Well, I don't think Melissa would end up being Supergirl because, well, yeah, of course, true. They'll end up casting, you know, whatever the next Hailee Steinfeld or somebody like that. That's their up and coming actress, not necessarily a TV person. But they've also kind of shelved Superman on the movie universe. And so the rumor about them introducing a Superman series where him and Lois are up, you know, during the pregnancy and the childbirth kind of makes sense, that if Superman's on the shelf and Supergirl is now on the movie docket, that means Superman's available.
Yeah, so it's almost like they're going to do a switcheroo.
Yeah. How? I mean,
would
that upset you at all? I mean, we kind of knew that this was going on. We've been relatively nice this season, you know, pointing out flaws.
Yeah.
But it's been a struggle.
It really has. I'm pretty sure the show is slowly losing Steve as a watcher, too.
Yeah.
Because he's like, this is a fucking shit show after this episode, even though I kind of enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this point, I would only be partially surprised. And I know that we've always had, like, anytime Superman does show up, we've always enjoyed his part. And then with him and Lois over the crossover or whatever, like, I could totally see myself giving the Superman show a try because, like, I really like the chemistry between those two characters and I think it'd be awesome. But kind of canceling it just to replace it with Superman.
Yeah, isn't that like a weird thing to do? Like,
yeah.
Saying, like, if, you know, because they're filming Batwoman right now, the pilot, it hasn't officially been picked up, but that would be like the same thing. Like, well, you know what? Batwoman is not working out anymore. Let's do Batman and hope things change.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, looking at it from that perspective, that's kind of like a shitty thing to do, to be honest.
Well, you always wonder what they could do any different if they do end up replacing it with a Superman type show. Are we going to, like, what is going to change?
Yeah, like, I would be interested to see it. And I know that DC has always been the whole on the stance of, we want to keep the movie universe and the TV show universe separate, which is why we have two different actors for Flash right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be really interesting if they turned around and made Supergirl a movie. And I don't totally hate the idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about it.
It's a weird thing because what you worry about is, like, when we originally put this show on, you know, this is our female led show.
Yeah, 99%
of the time.
Female led shit, man.
Yeah. And, you know, even for us. And it's a weird thing to think, okay, they're going to put a man show in there. I can see some backlash coming from that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And that's also why I kind of have kind of mixed feelings on it. I'm like, well, you're saying that the woman-led show is not good enough, so we're going to replace her with a man.
Well, you always wonder now because, you know, the vigilante, you know, cape or cowl or whatever you want to say is going to get picked up by Batwoman when Arrow goes away. Yeah. And so, I mean, technically the cape goes away from a female and goes to a male. It's not like we are losing a strong female character, but we're also gaining another one.
Exactly. So, like, maybe that's why I'm not too pissy about it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sad because I really have been enjoying this cast.
Yes, there's a lot of chemistry going on, and it's building. That's one thing that I can say is right about it. It's nothing feels forced. It's not like a bad acting job. It's the chemistry's there between the actors. And, you know, they're making the best out of what is a bad situation. I'm just going to call it what it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it like Lauren does sometimes.
yeah.
But it's got to happen because if not, we got to have a turnover at the top when it comes to showrunners and writers and all that, where somebody fresh comes in and does brand new things. Because obviously other people are feeling, you know, not really looking up to the show anymore just because we're just watching the ratings fall and fall.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The way I would want to see it go down is if it was to happen, we have that Final Crisis cover that they redid. You know, I think the original time Superman came when he was carrying her on the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, and she was dead. Like, redo that. Like, if you're going to do it, have her go out in the crisis. Like, have her go out in the crossover.
Yeah, that would be a fucking badass way to do it.
You know what I mean? And it would be a cool way to go. It's just like, all right, thank you. We're not writing you off. We're going to kill you off. And that way, you know, nobody can say we're doing it. It's part of a story. It's a bigger thing. You know, because that's what they've been calling it on the internet, is they're rebooting the Arrowverse.
Interesting.
Not necessarily rebooting as in redoing it, but just, hey, we need fresh new character shows, you know, people coming in. Stephen Amell's getting too old to wear a cowl and run around and jump from rooftops now. And that's not the CW's kind of demographic when it comes to things. They're looking for the 18 to 34 year olds.
Yep.
And, you know, they got a cast that's just getting old. So, I don't know. It's just something I wanted to bring up. I was actually going to leave it out. I mean, I told Nicole that before we started. That they're like, no, it was stories that I had been reading for weeks now. And I was like, I'm going to leave it out. And legitimately, probably 15 minutes before I got in the car to come in the studio, the Stephen Amell thing came out to where, you know, Arrow's going to 10 episodes next season and it's done. And I was like, oh, shit, they're starting to come true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll follow it along and we'll let you know when we know more.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's all we can do. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break.
I love it.
Are you crying?
No.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
Star Wars from the Butter Tank exclusive.
That thing's operations.
Where is Jen Asso? Where is Director Krennic? Yeah. Where are all these characters that they even had in Battlefront 1? And suddenly we have a new. When you have a new game, aren't you supposed to get more?
Yeah.
No, they took away characters.
They took away characters.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand what they're doing. Either way, unfortunately, I'm a sucker, and I keep playing this game because I want Star Wars. I want to play Star Wars.
Well,
and I think that's what EA relies on. They say, you know what? Fuck them. They're going to like Star Wars anyways.
One of the bonuses,
and they're
video game-wise, though, Star Wars-wise, Lucasfilm just announced that they're going with Xenic Games for all their mobile things, and two mobile Star Wars games are being hyped.
Yeah, Dave, but I want real games for consoles.
Real games for consoles, yeah. Unfortunately,
don't get me wrong, I love some of those mobile games, but also
Star Wars Commanders is good.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Thank you for trying to find that silver lining. It didn't work. I ripped right through that silver lining and went back to the toxicness at the bottom of that garbage pail.
It's hard.
That's where I want to be right now, okay? I want to wallow in that toxic sludge at the bottom of the EA garbage can.
EA's garbage can.
All right.
Find us on your Stitcher app. Search Bacta Tank. Add us to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open sesame!
Yeah, I'm just going to mind meld with you, and I'm going to take your thoughts. My thoughts to your thoughts, and your thoughts... Your thoughts?
Your thoughts.
Your thoughts to mine.
Well, just don't look into the corner where, you know, the fantasy of Guinan in my dark mind is right there.
But Guinan? Jesus Christ. There's so many other hot women in Star Trek. Go for Guinan? Wow, David. Jesus.
Guinan was hot, man.
Whoopi Goldberg? What? Are you kidding me? She is so... Wow, David.
I like to learn under her.
Oh. You want to get inside of her skirts? Her giant Amish-like robes?
Amish-like. That's the thing. It's the mystery. What's underneath that?
I don't need to know what's underneath that. Michelle Forbes, maybe. Dr. Crusher in the movies, yes.
But it's the mystery. It's the mystery. You're like kind of going, you know, is there a big booty?
David, some mysteries are better off. Never known.
Never known.
Star Trek From the Holodeck, exclusively on Rain Man Digital. Go to RainmanDigitalMedia.com or Patreon.com/RainmanDigital.
End simulation.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, DEAL30, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to AdamandEve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code DEAL30. Again, that's DEAL30, because without it, no free stuff. That's DEAL30 at AdamandEve.com.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
We are back. Let's get into this episode. It's episode 13. What's so funny about Truth, Justice, and the American Way? Directed by Alexis Ostrander. Written by Eric Carrasco. Adriatia Mercadier. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Yep, we're going with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm horrible with names as is, but
TG,
given me A-A-D-R-I...
Adrita?
Adrita, and then something that looks like Merkin is not going to get me well on the reading scores here.
Nope, we're just going to slide past that. No. That's cool. Yep, written by those two people.
Yep, congratulations. Mm-hmm. This week we'll get our introduction to the Elite. I'm going to say... What, maybe 10 weeks ago, we had a story saying that the Elite was going to be this group.
Yeah, and finally we're getting somewhere with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Manchester Black. And it started off with John going to the prison to meet with Manchester. And it looked like Manchester, and tell me if I'm wrong, but he looks like he's trying to recruit John to become part of the Elite.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe a little bit, yeah.
And
like, maybe like, here's your last chance.
Do you think, because this came up a lot this episode, do you think John is ever going to just bust out and be that war man again?
I mean, I don't know. I don't.
He kind of got there this week, but.
He almost did, but I don't think he's ever going to fully go that way.
Go full, like, just apeshit Wookiee on somebody?
No, I don't think he's going to go. I don't think he's going to turn into Chewbacca right away.
I mean, he shapeshifts, he could.
Well, yeah, he could. No, I don't feel like he would. He
seems to be struggling with it though.
A little, but I don't know. He's a pretty strong dude.
Yeah, no, he's definitely strong-willed. I just don't know if I would blame him. Like,
yeah.
But I'm always like an eye for an eye type person. I'm not a peaceful man, I guess I would say. That if you do something, I'm probably going to do something back to you. And so that I when I see things going wrong that I think he can have control of, I think nobody would blame him for going, you know, back to, you know, the war man of Martian Manhunter, to try to rectify things or stop things. You know, he is the most powerful being that we have on this universe. He should be using it a lot more than he actually does.
Yeah, I kind of wish he would, but also it would solve a lot of, like, it would resolve a lot of stories that are outstanding right away. And, you know,
yeah, go stop
the writers
shit.
Don't want that.
Yeah. Well, we always talk about that with OP characters. What do? And I guess giving them a conscience is the best thing you can do.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that if he started going that route, Supergirl would immediately bring him back.
Yeah.
Because he's done that so many times for her, too.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess the Jiminy Cricket thing is the way to stop OP characters from just being like, oh, he's Children of Liberty are a problem. Oh, I flew around the world and I gathered them all up and they're done now.
And okay. I chucked them all into space. They're done.
Yeah, right? I mean, because that's legitimately what it would take.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a heart and a conscience and a soul gets these characters. It's like, oh, let me try to talk to them when the rest of us are just like, just go fuck them up. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
So we get our introduction to probably my favorite character. Except, did you watch James Bond at all? Do you know who Oddjob is? The Asian guy with the round hat that throws it at people?
Yeah, okay. I was like trying to figure out, like, this seems familiar.
Yeah.
Like, real fucking familiar.
You might know him from GoldenEye for the N64. He was a character on there, too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't play that one.
Okay. But... yeah, that was straight out of James Bond, watching him throw the bowler hat at people. But that might be my favorite character.
Yeah, he's kind of badass.
Out of all this. Because I the reaching into the hat and like the jumper type thing is a cool power for me. Like that's like for me one of the most underrated movies as far as like kind of a superhero genre for me is that actual jumper movie. To where if they've seen it, they can jump right into it and jump right out.
Yeah, it's almost like Nightcrawler.
Yeah, it seems like a badass superpower.
I would love that superpower, honestly.
And the guy had the wit and everything to go with it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed his performance overall. Like, A+, dude.
Well, that and what did you think when he snagged the ring?
Yeah, that was fucked. Like, that was like immediately I was like, oh shit. Definitely unexpected. He's
crafty.
Very crafty, yeah.
I mean he seems like he was a hustler before. And
he was definitely a thief.
Yeah.
Pickpocket.
Without a doubt, right?
Yeah.
I didn't mind at all that they didn't really like do something of kind of hard intro or anything. It was just like, here's his powers, and this is what he does, and just show me. I don't need to know why he has them, or if it's a magic hat, is he an alien? Is he a meta? Do I care? No, he's pretty badass.
Yeah, like, honestly, I didn't really care. Even though, like, for me at least, I wasn't, like, fully paying attention, if I'm being honest.
Uh-oh.
But all of a sudden, he starts fucking throwing his hat at people and jumping and shit, and I was like, oh, where'd this guy come from? It's kind of awesome. So,
And the reason I kept calling him without saying his name is because his name's actually the hat.
Yeah. Like, I had to look it up before we started recording. So, okay. I'm like, what's his name?
I'm not lying. I was just like, I was on the computer looking, and I'm like, no, there's no way the dude's name's the hat.
Yeah. The guy's name is the hat. So, Hat Man is, he's pretty badass.
I definitely enjoyed him. I enjoyed all of the elite actually being together to the point to where I was just like, I could see this as a TV show.
Yeah, because I, like, before this episode anyway, like the whole episode of Menagerie, I was like, I really don't care. I didn't really care about the character or anything. I was a little bit interested in it. And thought it was kind of cool how she has a little alien in her. But like before this, I didn't care much. And then seeing them together, like I actually really enjoy them as a group. But separately, I don't think I'd be as interested.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the group dynamic works when it comes to characters that they might not be enough by themselves on screen to hold your attention, but you put them together, you let them play off each other. I mean, just even the scene on the breakout scene where, you know, Manchester Black's asking him for stuff and he's just yanking out swords and shit and, you know, just able to help out. They're playing cards and they say gin and he's like, don't mind if I do, and pulls out a bottle of gin and starts drinking. You know, there was things that were going on in the group. I want to say the only thing that kind of was just weird and I wasn't sure if they were going to play off of it more was the whole like subscribe and like, you know, when they're doing like that YouTube type thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they were doing like YouTube vlogger.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, that was the only part I was just like, eh. Because mainly because my daughter watches all those things now at six. And so sometimes she'll say it to me, like, subscribe and like. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, God. I hope this isn't the next, like, fucking internet fad.
Yeah, like, I don't say what the fuck to my six-year-old, but that's the internal monologue going on in my head as my daughter's telling me to subscribe and like to absolutely nothing. But I thought that was, like, a weird thing. I liked the whole way they did play off of that, the where they were using, you know, the viral type videos to get out there. I almost wish they would have done that more throughout, or maybe slow played it a little more. And maybe we'll see it in the future. Who the fuck knows? But, you know, where they're filming third hand of what they're doing, you know, to get people on, like, on their side.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Children of Liberty kind of did that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, yeah. It's a way to get people all around the world. I mean, we do it with behind this microphone and releasing podcasts, you know, that we reach all kinds of people with our voices around the world. It's what makes sense now in this day and age on how to recruit people.
Yeah, exactly.
And
how it works.
And so the other thing that the elite did was that they're not just a bunch of thieves and people doing, you know, just thug type shit. They had some smarts behind it because they're trying to play both sides against each other, you know, letting Supergirl know what's going on, you know, to try to get the Children of Liberty so she's distracted with the satellite. And so they actually had a plan going into this. It wasn't just a, you know, oh, well, they're thieves or they're out trying to get revenge. It was like a well thought out concept.
Yeah, I kind of liked that. It wasn't just one of those like we're just here to be some nuisance and it's just this pointless side story. I felt like everything is between that and the Children of Liberty and the president thing and all of this shit, it was all coming together finally. All these side stories might actually be fully connected.
Might actually make sense.
Yeah. So getting the taste of that, I'm like, okay, now this is starting to make sense as to why you brought 10 million people in this season.
Well, that, and it was like, Manchester's smart enough to know that Supergirl knows that the Children of Liberty aren't right. That what's going on isn't right. That, you know, when they had that talk over fish and chips about, you know, just leave the racist to me and you take care of the bank robbers and, you know, the everyday thugs. In my head, I'm going, that's not a bad idea.
I mean, part of me would be like, okay, sure, why not?
I mean, it's always that weird line of, well, I'm not killing them.
Right?
Like, people die all the time. People get murdered all the time. I'm not stopping them all. These people are assholes. They're in my fucking business. Well, maybe it'd be easier on me if I was able just to focus on the crimes and the criminals going on in my city and not have to worry about this, you know, basically crusade against me and all the aliens that are coming in, especially after we learned that the president is setting up a satellite to bomb everybody, all the aliens coming in.
Which is so fucked.
Right? Yeah,
so we now have like fictional Trump over here. And
building his space wall.
Building his space wall. Oh, my God.
Space force.
No.
Trump put his space force up there to cause aliens not to come into this country.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. All right, well, this show just got way too real.
All things that he said at one time.
Yeah.
I almost felt bad when President met with him because I was like, he thought he was going to get somewhere, you know, deputize the Children of Liberty. I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
That was kind of stupid.
I was like, okay, we're going to make your militia legal real quick.
Yeah, let's go make all your gang of racists legal, yeah. But also,
Also, the Klan's next in here.
Yeah.
They're next. We're going to do that. And yeah, it just seems okay. And then the Nazi skinheads are going to come in. We're going to deputize them, too, because they hate people in certain sexes and races and all that other stuff.
Jesus.
Like, it doesn't even make sense when you say it in that context, right?
Exactly. So I don't know what he was hoping to get out of that, really.
Yeah. And all that guy wanted was a freaking photo op. You know? So the president's not as dumb as we expected, I guess?
Yeah, I guess he's not that dumb. But, yeah, fictional Trump. That's like that's the best way to sum that up.
Well, you always wonder, because we've had that theory that somebody bigger is controlling his actions.
Like, yeah, I'm starting to think it's just him.
You think it's just him?
It might just be him, especially like now we're starting to see the disconnect between him and Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't even know about the satellite.
Yeah.
So now I feel a little better about Haley.
You think? Yeah, Haley's just a fucking. A hardcore military person.
Yeah, she's
has nothing to do.
She's just trying
orders.
To serve her country.
Yeah, and following orders, not necessarily on anybody's side of it.
Yeah, exactly.
She just kind of reads the org chart of the command, hierarchy, and says, "Oh, that guy's above me. I must listen."
Yeah, which obviously is one of her faults, but that's okay.
Yeah. Do you think? I think now we have proper motivation for Liberty to activate again. At least, I mean, him and the whole, his army of children, I guess.
His army of children.
It sounds weird when I say it that way.
His army of racist
children.
I just don't
want to say Liberty and the children of Liberty. It just sounded like too many liberties in one sentence in my head.
Well, Lockwood. We'll just call him Lockwood.
Yeah, I guess I could. So I do you think Lockwood's properly motivated now?
I would say, yeah, a little bit. After everything that whole discussion between him and the president, and with the elite even, and what they're doing, I think he has a lot of motivation. Well, as
that and his own people don't even like him now.
And oh my god! But that was also awesome how he decked that guy.
Hey, sometimes you got to flex on a fool.
Yeah,
this is my shit. I started it. You're in my business.
Yeah, so he's starting to experience some of that. Had to show people who is in fucking charge, and in a really awesome way. Yes, I agree with that. But
do you think something's up with his wife? Remember, he had the phone call, and it was just went to voicemail, and he was talking to it forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought it was a weird thing to put that in there, to have him leave a voicemail like that and for it to end, you know, where it looked like he was talking to her the whole time.
Yeah.
I might be looking too deep into it. I just wonder if something's actually going on at the home, like the elite got her or something.
I mean, they might have, especially if, like, there's got to be a reason why they would put all of that in there.
Is there?
Maybe.
Red Daughter? Is there a reason they put it in there?
True. Okay, so, you got a point.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I have to bring up if we're going to talk about reasons. I mean,
there should be a reason. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're running out of time, and, you know, Red Daughter or Red Sun Supergirl or whatever the hell you want to call her ain't coming.
Fucking seriously.
I mean, yeah. So,
Maybe we're just thinking too deeply on that. We're using that for his dialogue.
Yeah, I wanted to hope that there was something going on there. But again, I could just be looking too deep into it. But again, we'll find out.
Well, you never know. Anything could happen.
Exactly. I know what's going to happen now. We're going to take a quick break.
Yay.
When we get back, we'll get in some training montages.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Have you ever made
your junk. And I don't want someone judge me like that way. For all I know,
you
other people are thinking that way. Yeah. Oh man, I can see this guy's penis, or I can't see his penis from my peripheral vision.
You think way too much about this.
I'm a thinker.
So you're like saying, don't judge me. Let me look at your penis.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Einstein thought about the stars and how to solve problems and scientific equations.
He thought about a dude's dick and it trunks out.
Right.
You're the Einstein of dicks.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of geometry, right, to, you know, peripheral vision of seeing the cock. There has to be.
Oh, no, I guess.
I challenge you.
I imagine you with this, like, Sherlock mind palace, imagining the shape of it, and there's, like, numbers going around for circumference and length.
He probably, like, he clearly noticed you looking at his dick, right?
So
he
probably shield. No, a shield. Is that what
shield
you do?
Shield with a little dick house with your hand.
A little dick
house. So people can't see you.
What?
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
All right, we are back. Dreamer and Brainy are the best part of this season.
Like, hands down.
Like, they could not show up the rest of the year, and I would name them MVP.
Yeah, exactly. I love them.
Just everything that they do together, and they've changed the way they write Brainy so much since the introduction last year that it feels like a completely different character. You know, just the way he's trying to be like all incognito in the elevator.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a local. Don't mess with me. I'm a local. And just
that, I want that shirt. Yeah, that was a great shirt.
It's just like, but it's the way he acts, his facial, like you believe that that man is part a machine, you know, or, you know, AI, that he has something to him. Even the way he acts towards other machines or AI type beings, like when they get to the Fortress of Solitude. Like, I'm like, these two are going to fucking fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was...
He like, dude's arguing with them. Like, they're arguing with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, really enjoy both of them. The only thing that's bugging me is Dreamer's mask. That's literally the only thing.
It's super bulky, right?
Yeah. Steve pointed it out again. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because we talked about that when she went on and everybody's like, you know, it was like, it looks good. I'm like, I'm going to point this out and it's going to fuck it up for everybody.
It is, because now I noticed it. It
is just fucking off her face and huge.
It's like halfway down her fucking nose.
Yeah, it's like the plaster wasn't set on her face sculpt. And they pulled it off and it stretched like they did it on a silly putty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, literally the only complaint I have about the character, is a mask.
It's such a small thing. And I think that's more of, like, our not necessarily my background, but my background being around you guys and costuming and, you know, just looking at those types of things to where you're just like, oh, well, that looks good. That moves good. That does this. That does that. Oh, that doesn't. No, not at all.
Yeah, no, it looks awkward on her, but like...
That feels like you have no peripherals at all.
Yeah.
Because it's just so far off your face.
Mm-hmm. It looks very thick. Like the mask looks thick.
So, what did you think? Okay, you watch Flash all the time too.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been preached to on Flash and Legends.
You can't fuck with the timeline.
Exactly. We've seen so many whiteboard
drawings.
Even
though Nora continues to try. But that's, I digress.
That's not here or there. That's a different earth. What did you think when it came out that, like, her timeline of when she learns her stuff really doesn't matter?
I didn't really think too much on it. I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
It was just like a weird, like, play. Like, they wanted to slow play something and have her, like, learn over time. And then it was like, well, we need to speed this up real quick because we really want her to be part of the Super Friends this week. So let's speed up her timeline by having the robot tell her that it really doesn't matter and this is what she can do.
Yeah.
I could be wrong there of how they played it. It just went from.
Yeah. Now that I'm like really thinking
the slow play.
Moment. Yeah. It maybe it's just because they, I mean, the writing is really off this season, and that could be why.
She's supposed to have her powers this week. Wait, what?
Oh, shit. Let's write this in real quick. What's that robot dude's name?
Yeah. Give me the dailies. I got to rewrite something real quick.
Yeah, I felt like that was a little bit of a cheap move. I feel like if they should have started the Dreamer timeline a lot sooner if they wanted her to be part of the Super Friends this week.
Yeah.
Rather than just going, oh, hey, here's what you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I know this. I learned everything in 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can project little beams out of your hands. Don't shoot yourself backwards. But what I did like is when they do the training scene and Rainey and her are having the conversation back and forth about, you know, applied physics, and the way he moves is really so robotic, you know, like, It's how I would picture somebody that's doing everything mathematically in their head. It's just so stiff and rigid as he moves out of ways of punches, and it's done so well.
Oh, it's executed like flawlessly. Because to your point, literally, like he's doing equations and shit. Like, oh, I should move this many degrees to the right, and like just do it. Like his movements are very much robotic, and that's, I like that they still keep that part of him even as he's developing and becoming almost like a lot more human than he first was.
Yeah.
Like there's some things that they are not going to change, and that's one of them.
Yeah, well, that, and it's just whether it's him or like a stunt double, like his fighting style is very unique to him.
Yeah. And I love it.
And it just worked out so well. I mean, I think we saw it first time like 4 episodes ago, you know, when he's on the wall and, you know, figuring out, and you're basically watching guys beat themselves up. And they've continued with that. And it's, again, the choreography and the timing of everything. You always wonder how many cuts that they're having to do to where it's like, hey, can you do it again, but make sure your right arm stays on your hip? Because you as a performer know, like, those kind of lines and things are important when you're trying to like portray something.
Yep, details are very important.
And so you can't just like spin around and have your arm flail out like it normally does for anybody that's really not trained, especially if you're supposed to be like this, you know, have more of a mathematical type fighting style.
Exactly.
That whole Fortress of Solitude thing. Anytime they bring it up, it's like a nerd out type scenario in general, just being kind of a Superman fan when they go back there, and they used it well this week in the fighting.
Yeah, I really like that. I'm glad that they brought it back, honestly, because I was like, oh, Superman's not around. They're not going to go to the Fortress of Solitude.
it's a solitude for everybody.
Goddamn right it is.
And so we made the Super Friends joke because they made the Super Friends joke. Of course, with the elite coming together, we had to have Kara and her band of merry men and women get together. And they call, you know, me and my super friends. And I was just like, I miss when they do stuff like this.
Yeah, we don't get that very often anymore. I really like that one.
Now, the thing that we got out of this is that they were trying to warn Alex about what was going on, and we've kind of struggled with her as a character since they've erased her memory on what they're going to do. And I'm kind of glad that they left it on the back burner this week, that it wasn't kind of brought up again. Like, they don't know each other. We understand that. It's going to continue to be a struggle. We don't need to be reminded every week. At least that's my opinion of it.
I agree.
But, you know, we see her start to believe, like, in Supergirl and trust her a little bit more. And it was kind of weird to think that something that only happened, you know, technically 4 or 5 episodes ago when her mind got erased, you know, to have nostalgia of her fighting along with her sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked that they, like, they're not, it doesn't look like they're going to go back and, like, find a way to give her memories back, at least not right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that they are at least getting this alternative to where Alex is slowly coming around and going, Yeah, I guess you can kind of show up sometimes, you know, if you want to.
Well, then, you know, make her own decision. That, you know, just because she doesn't know who Supergirl is, she should trust her heart and know that Supergirl has, you know, the country or everybody's best interest at heart.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the other thing I want to bring up about Supergirl is, do you think we're going to see the suit again? The Iron Man suit?
No, I didn't expect that. And also, why did they bring it back?
Okay, because... Yeah, I was the same way.
I thought she could survive in space.
I was confused also because it wasn't like she was flying to the dark side of the moon or somewhere where the UV lights of the sun couldn't power her.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, maybe this is my Superman, Supergirl, Kryptonian, lack of knowledge. But that was the first thing I thought. I was like, when she threw something at her, I was like, what did she throw at? Oh, it's the suit. Why does she need the suit? She needed the suit before because she couldn't survive without it.
Yeah, because the atmosphere was contaminated.
Yeah.
But I could have sworn that Kryptonians could at least survive in space for a short amount of time. But also, I could be way wrong.
Yeah, again, if I'm off on my like Kryptonian biology... I slept through that class. I'm sorry.
So did I. It's fine.
But it definitely confused me a little bit. It was like, oh, cool. Like, it's a cool suit. Nothing wrong with the suit. She's flying back. Why is she in the suit? Okay, she's in the suit, but Manchester Black can fly with the ring?
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed a little weird, but also...
He didn't get to space, right?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, that was just... I forgot where he got knocked off there. But
yeah, but it wasn't all the way up.
No, he definitely didn't make it to space. So maybe I'm just thinking of the wrong things, but I could have sworn that at least in the movie universe, didn't he fucking fly to space?
Yeah, because he flew around the Earth to make it rotate the other way.
Exactly. And maybe that's why I'm like questioning why.
I can ask Superman nerd here. Superman can fly in space, right? Yeah.
See? Okay.
Confirmed by Superman
wrong.
Nerd Michael Flores. To stop a satellite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
okay,
Superman nerd Michael Flores just confirmed for me that Superman can fly in space to stop a satellite.
Yeah, because I was like, I could have sworn a Man of Steel. He went into fucking space.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So no need for the Iron Man suit.
Yeah, so why the fuck? Why?
Just because they had it and they wanted to use it.
Because they could?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, sure. Because maybe it's just because Alex was like, hey, well, I thought they were going to use it as
maybe
like
because Alex didn't know? Let's go with that. Yeah. I've never seen my sister fly to space before because she's not my sister. Here, take the suit, Supergirl.
That could be it, too. Well, honestly, at first, I thought it was like Alex somehow started to remember things and was kind of using that as a sneaky way of saying, hey, I know who you are, but then they didn't follow through on that. So my question still stands, why?
Yeah.
So I don't know, and I wish they would have explained that somehow in some roundabout way.
I think it was just like, here, let's show off something.
Let's just do it, just because we have the budget.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Melissa's not here, we need the suit.
It was probably that.
To fly, to put her stunt double in and let her fly around and do the flip-de-doos in it.
Because we're hitting our deadline and she's not here.
Yeah, she's busy this week. She's sick.
She also caught the plague.
Yeah. Speaking of wise, what's going on with Alex and Lena there at the...
You know, for a hot second, I thought it was going to be a lesbian relationship.
Oh, you thought like, oh... You've been scorned by men. I've been scorned by men. Let's get together.
Let's get together.
I'm pretty sure that's how porn start, not CW shows.
Oh, damn. I was watching the wrong thing then. I have no idea what's going on. Because
it just seemed like there was a lot of like trust going on between the two with the becoming a superpowered human. And of course, every time they bring that up, I'm like, Alex is going to be the superpowered human now.
Well, yeah, she's already basically Black Widow.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, I forgot to bring that up. The Tilda World little flippity head scissor thing that she did that looked exactly like Iron Man 2?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
That one?
Yeah. We on the same page.
Didn't see it.
I mean, no, that was nothing like Marvel. Mm-mm. I mean, that could be where that's going. Maybe Alex will become superpowered.
Because it's got to go to somebody, and I feel like it's got to go to somebody we know. Because, you know, we had the money bet on Jimmy there for a while because he's so bonered out on superheroes.
Yeah.
That he figured to be the next best.
Yeah, but then he had to go and fuck up the relationship, she did, or whatever. Yeah.
And so Alex seems the next best guess because at least her intentions would be good because she's out to help both sides, I guess.
Yeah, and I could see things going very bad at some point and Alex is involved and she almost dies and they have to, like, Lena ends up with no choice but having to use it on her.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I could be a writer for this show. Hire me.
Yeah, there you go. Just a healer. It'll be interesting to see where that played out. It was just in like an awkward type scene.
Seemed interesting.
That I was just like, okay, where are we going here? Because Lena doesn't want to do paperwork. She doesn't want to do certain things to have a paper trail.
Yeah, and she's still very wary of the government despite her agreement to do this for the government.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see where that plays out.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty interested to see how that relationship goes and what they're going to do together because clearly Alex it like caught on quickly as to how this was all possible.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our final thoughts. I'll let you go first.
Okay. So obviously the last month or two or really just almost this entire season has been a little bit of a struggle. We've had a few good episodes that we really enjoyed, but overall, like, things were a little lackluster, if I'm being honest, for this whole season. But this episode, I feel like we're finally starting to see the connections between all of the stories. I said this a little bit earlier, but we're finally starting to see the connections. And I honestly kind of enjoyed this episode overall. There were still some things where I was like, okay, whatever. But I'm interested to see where it's going and how everything else is going to connect. And if Red Daughter is going to, one, show up again, and two, if that's going to play into anything.
Yeah, you know, honestly, and that's what I've been thinking about with all the cancellation talk and all that. Mm-hmm. It's like, so we have Red Daughter hanging out there. We have Lex hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we might never get there.
But maybe that's how, if they do transition over to Superman, how that can connect it.
Yeah.
Because they could totally spin it around because Lex is already a Superman villain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Red Daughter, I mean, that, I don't know. They could have fun with it, though. And it could easily be one of those things where if they do that transition, they do have a way to kill off Supergirl.
Yep.
Very easily between those two.
I got us distracted, sorry.
That was, yeah. But that was also a lot of speculation. Yeah. And who freaking knows until we see more news. Overall, I am actually a little bit excited for next week, which in previous weeks I haven't been quite as excited.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. There's some excitement going on because they're actually moving towards a direction.
Finally.
And we have that conflict going on now between the Children of Liberty, the elite, you know, the super friends, and the U.S. government. You know, that there's like a clear like battle going on where you could see the Children of Liberty are pissed at the government. The elite hate the, you know, are at it with the Super Friends and the Children of Liberty. The Super Friends don't like the government and don't like the Children of Liberty and the elite. You know, so
everyone hates everyone.
Yeah, there's like this weird like world war going on in Supergirl of nobody's on anybody's side, really. I think the elite and the Super Friends are going to be the closest thing because at least they have a common enemy. But there are some things coming on that and some choices that we're going to have to see for our characters that are going to make this a hell of a lot more interesting, because Alex is either going to have to go with her friends or going to have to go with the government. You know, will we see Manchester Black, because we know they're anti-heroes, you know, turn the other cheek and become part of the Super Friends? You know, will the Children of Liberty go after the government now because the government fucking scorned them? So they've left a lot of things that are better questions than like, oh my God, I can't believe Jimmy and Lena are fighting again.
Yeah. And I think that's why I'm actually a little bit more excited, because we're finally getting to those decisions where it's like, oh shit, how's this all going
to
play out?
Yeah. I mean, those are real things that have to go on that help advance the story. And it took 13 episodes to get there. So, you know, going to the final, what is it? Eight or nine. You know, we're going to have some resolution going on. The introduction of the hat, I think, was the best part of this episode, along with Brainy. I like to see those characters. I like to see when they fought each other. The punching into the hat and some of the weird tricks that they did.
That was really cool.
Yeah. The you know, the pulling out of the booze, his kind of overall just drunk, aloof attitude. I mean, he's unlike any other character that we have. And I think that's what, you know, brings things like Dreamer and Brainy and the hat out as people that I'm looking forward to, because they're not like anything out there. And it's definitely enjoyable to watch. This is the best episode we've had in a while, even though we kind of bashed some of the decision makings that are going on. It doesn't mean it was bad. It just kind of, it was iffy on why they did things. And if we can't see the why, then it's just like, okay, you know, does it really make sense for the story? But overall, it was one of the better episodes we've seen this season.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree. I'm excited for next week for once.
Yeah. And you'll have to wait to next week to hear more from us. That'll do it for today's DC on CW Supergirl edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future episodes on DCOnCW.com. Be sure to follow us on all our social medias. Talk to you later.
People want cuddles.